This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Belanger. In Brazil, union activists are fighting a plan by the right-wing Bolsonaro government to privatize a huge water supply system in the state of Rio de Janeiro. One of their demands is that the Canadian Pension Plan Investment Board withdraw its investment of $270 million from the private company. To find out more about the situation, I talked to Yuan Gibb. Mr. Gibb is a regional assistant for the Inter-Americas region of the Global Union Public Services International. Mr. Gibb mentions the former president of Brazil, Luiz Inácio da Silva, known as Lula. I asked Mr. Gibb about the company that is privatizing the water supply system in Rio de Janeiro.
It's a Brazilian company. It's called Igua. It's a national company. They've got about 18 operations in 5 different states across Brazil. And all of them are contracts to provide public services, private contracts to provide water or sanitation services to Brazilians. It's particularly concerning for us because this particular option is for all of the water and sanitation services for the state of Rio de Janeiro. Rio is, like Sao Paulo, both a state and a city. And it's a massive contract. And these water services in the state of Rio, they're really profitable. And the state uses this to build the infrastructure and to provide quality services and to subsidize networks that are not water networks and sanitation services that are not profitable. And we understand always in every case, and Public Services International's experience in every case around the world, what do these companies do? They take advantage of existing infrastructure, they run it down, often into the ground, and then they jump out after they've taken profit out of the system. And so people will end up paying more, the water bills go up, they end up paying more for worse services, our public infrastructure gets run down, and they run off with the loot. This is particularly worrying for us. From a perspective of water being necessary for life, as a basic principle, we're worried about it. From profit taking out of the public system, we're worried about it. But Canadians, honestly, man, they should be worried. Legal security for this kind of investment. I mean, the trade union and the National Confederation that the trade union is a member of have taken this privatization all the way to the Supreme Court of Brazil. But there's breaking news on this as well, that when we first heard about this, hadn't happened yet. The legislation that was passed at the state legislature in Rio de Janeiro authorizing the privatization was for 35 years. And the actual documents for the auction are for 25 years. And so there's a discrepancy which creates even more judicial insecurity. In addition to the actual documents themselves, we know that there's a hard version of neoliberalism that we're experiencing here in Brazil. There's no thought, there's no planning in terms of how these privatizations are being done from the national and in some cases in this one at the state level. But in Bolsonaro's Brazil, I mean, they just want to sell off everything as quickly as possible before they get kicked out of office, which is inevitably going to happen in our national elections next year. If the Workers' Party comes back in power, Lula has had all of his political rights returned, the whole legislative coup that took place against the Dilma government, the defamation that happened by that judge, so-called judge, Sergio Moro, whose whole record has been brought into question in this process. He's going to be processed eventually, legally. But Lula has had all of his political rights returned. The whole judicial process that authorized, fed into the coup, facilitated the coup, has been thrown out. It's been delegitimized by our own Supreme Court here in Brazil after years, both against Lula and against Dilma, actually. And so if the Workers' Party, with Lula as the candidate, comes back into power, many of these kinds of privatizations that have been done without any kind of strategy, without any kind of thought, they're going to be brought back into the public sector. This is inevitable.